We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I want to mention this, and then at some point we'll get back to it during the show. A mystery team is now in on Bryce Harper, and it appears to be the San Diego Padres, as they're reporting today. They will meet with Harper tomorrow. So we went from people running around being like, today's the day. They're signing Harper today. Today's the day. To now he's meeting with other teams, and there's other teams involved, according to reports, which I don't know if I believe or not.
Right.
But Scott Boras is doing his damnedest to stir this market back up, Ikey.
Well, I mean, I think there isn't a team out there who wouldn't love to add Bryce Harper to their team. It's just a matter of whether or not they want to get into the fire with the bidding war that's going on out there.
Yep.
So, obviously, if you're Scott Boras, you need another team, Padres, to jump in here, maybe make some other teams a little nervous. As much as we all want Bryce Harper, and I think the Phillies wouldn't have a problem signing Bryce Harper, I'm telling you, John, I've had this feeling the whole time. I still believe the Phillies want Manny Machado as their number one guy.
I'm confused.
Yeah, I think they want Manny Machado. And if they can't get him, I don't think they have a problem with going with Bryce Harper.
Right.
But I think their first choice would be Manny Machado.
Mm.
I just believe that.
We will see.
I think they would like it if someone else signed Bryce Harper. Then they could find a hard number to put out there for Manny Machado.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Well, I know Jack Fritz, him and James Seltzer are recording a new High Hopes podcast. Jack is scared to death. he was tweeting stuff out today, like he's like, yeah, right, sure, yeah, sure, the Padres are interested. So they're off from 3 years and right. $120 million. And Scott Boras looks at it and says $40 million a year for 3 years.
And then
he's a free agent again, which, by the way, he's going to be a free agent after 3 years anyway,
right,
if he signs a 10-year contract, because he's going to have outs in the mm-hmm. contract.
Yeah.
Get him for the biggest chunk for 3 years, and then you're a free agent again.
Yeah. It's all guaranteed money.
That's what I worry about.
Yeah.
I worry about a team coming in and saying, you know what, we'll give him eight for 320. Mm. Right? Someone coming in saying, you know what are we doing? Why weren't we in on this before?
Right.
It's not $500 million like we thought it was going to be.
Right.
This is not over yet, Ike.
No, and the longer you go, the more teams will jump in there and try to put their own little bid in.
Boras is the best at anything I've ever seen at doing this.
Well, and that's
he
why
does
he,
it year after year.
That's why he wants to wait. That's why he's in no rush. He's a pro at this. He does it every year.
What have we been saying? See, talk to you in February or March?
Yeah. Well, it's February tomorrow for sure, so February 1st tomorrow. Hold on.
Yep.
Happy birthday to our Super Bowl winning head coach.
Oh, it's Doug!
Dougie P's birthday today.
Listen, we are in search of a parent or parents,
right,
or grandparents or somebody that has the child named Doug.
Who named their kid after Doug, man?
After they won a Super Bowl.
You know, Carson got love. Nick got love.
Brandon Graham, I'm sure, got love.
Right.
We've tried a number of times, Ike. We can't get somebody to call in and say, yeah, I named him Douglas. I named my son Douglas. I love Doug.
Yeah, every time you say that, I'm like, yeah, there's no way nobody named no one named their kid Douglas.
Well, we get golden retrievers and
right.
and animal and pets.
Right. Yeah.
No, Doug's a good American name, Mike. What?
It
what
is.
What's wrong with Doug?
Yeah, from the 70s.
Who's the most famous Doug out there? Ben, who's the most famous Doug? If you're doing a one seat on Doug.
Dougie Fresh?
I guess. No, no.
TV show Doug?
Yeah, who's the, wasn't that the King of Queens? That was his name in it, Doug. The first, Doug Flutie. Flutie's the first one that comes up if you type in Doug in the Google image. So happy birthday to Doug. And if you've named your child Doug, we want to hear from you, regardless of how you can get to us. We need one person in the stink of Delaware Valley that said, yeah, man, I named my kid Doug. Because of Doug Peterson. How about that?
I think Doug Peterson might be number one on the list of Dougs now. I mean, there's nobody else here. If you go to the site of the most famous Dougs, Doug Walker, Doug DeMuro, Doug Baldwin, Doug Christie, Doug Martin, Dougie Fresh, Doug McDermott, Doug Flutie. None of these guys
Doug
are
Peterson.
Famous.
Flutie's big because he's Doug Flutie.
Doug McDermott, yeah. I forgot about
Doug McDermott does not belong on that list.
Doug McBuckets.
He does not belong on that list. All right, back to the phones. We have Jack in South Jersey. Hello, Jack.
Hey, what's up, Mike? Hey, what's up, John?
How are you?
What up, Jack?
Good, good. Just one thing I want to pick apart that you said was that just on what Brady did alone this year, you put him in a category. Now, I know you're counting the stuff he did in the past, but do you realize that the five – I know you give credit to the quarterback when they win and give them a lot of accolades, so you have to give them some of the blame when they lose, correct?
Not last year.
Well, yeah, okay. Last year when his fault.
505 yards, not last year.
The five games that the Patriots lost this year – were to all teams that didn't make the playoffs. Five losses to all five teams didn't make the playoffs.
Oh, you're trying to you're trying to break down this year?
Well, you
Jack, you're in the Super Bowl.
I thought you had said only on what he had done.
No,
this
said what has put him over the top for me is that, in fact, he's 41 years old and he's back in another Super Bowl. They just beat the Chiefs on their home field in the AFC Championship game. So all this stuff about, well, he's good home field for everything. He's won on the road. No, I mean, listen. Can he go 13-3 every year? The dude's 41 years old. Mm-hmm. We're crying out loud. This is unprecedented. You don't win at this age in your 40s. I don't care if you're not even allowed to touch him anymore. You still take shots. He gets away without taking shots because he's smart.
Yeah. I hate
his offensive line. He's got a left tackle making $700,000. You know, I mean, here's the other thing that no one's mentioned.
Well, let's not act like he doesn't have players on his team.
Well, I would say this. No one's mentioned Bill Belichick. And the argument that I would make is say, but he has Bill Belichick. He also has probably the best coach.
Well, that's self-explanatory, though. And in basketball, the coach doesn't mean as much.
Does not.
Well, in football, the coach means
Phil Jackson meant
everything.
A lot.
Coach means, yeah, I'm not going to tell you Phil Jackson didn't mean anything. But I'm just saying, in basketball, the coach doesn't mean as much.
In football, obviously, someone's calling the plays.
Yeah, Phil Jackson isn't calling plays for Michael Jordan.
Right. No, he was more of a motivation Zen master.
And Phil Jackson is finding ways to get the most out of Bill Winnington and Luke Longley and those guys. He didn't do anything with Mike.
Bill Cartwright.
Yeah, Mike was smashing folks before Phil Jackson got there.
How many championships between Brady and Jordan? Mm-hmm. Have they gotten the Bill Winningtons of the world and the Bill Cartwrights of the world and the Luke Longleys, B.J. Armstrongs? Mm-hmm. I mean, just he had his different waves. And same with Brady, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was the best running back Brady had?
Corey Dillon, probably.
Corey Dillon, who no one wanted because he was...
But he was still a good back, though.
He was, but he was also in his 30s when he went there, or close to 30.
I don't know, but he was good that year. Like Corey Dillon was still
was
a good,
good
back.
Yeah, he was good.
Corey Dillon was still a good back.
Randy Moss was his best wide receiver.
Yeah, well, arguably the second greatest wide receiver ever.
And he won a Super Bowl with him.
Yeah, how about that?
He's made Julian Edelman.
Oh, no, don't just skip over the fact he didn't win when he had Randy Moss.
Right.
Okay, well, if you would have gave Michael Jordan the greatest wing player to play with, winning.
But the reason he didn't win is because of Randy Moss, because of the selfishness and the talent and everything else. Yeah, he was super talented, but when it came down to it,
the reason
they didn't win
because of Randy Moss.
Well, I mean, you don't think chemistry has meant a lot to what happens with this run and how many years they've been successful?
They didn't win because they got beat by Eli Manning and the Giants, where they scored 14 points in that game.
Mm-hmm.
That's Tom Brady.
It's Tom Brady.
Yeah,
that's fine. When you play in 9 Super Bowls, Ike,
sure.
I don't think you're going to go 9-0. Not in football.
No, you don't have to go 9-0. But when you have the best team in football and you go 18-0, we expect you to close out the deal. Is anybody talking about what Golden State did in 2016? No, except for the fact they choked away a 3-1 lead in the finals.
No, can we stop penalizing people for going deep in the playoffs? Like, this whole thing with Jordan, well, he's 6-0 in the finals. Okay, so it's better to lose in the first round than it is to go to the finals? How does that make any sense?
Come on, man.
No, that's sort of a simplistic way to explain that. You lose in the first round with a team that's good enough to be in the finals, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You lose in the finals with a team that shouldn't be in the finals, you're not going to get blamed for that. You're going to get credit for carrying a team to the finals. Mm-hmm. When you look at an overall record, nobody's going to ignore the fact that you lost in the championship game. I mean, John Elway carried three teams to the Super Bowl that had no business being in the Super Bowl, and he lost all three of them. I mean, and got blown out and got blew out.
Wasn't
in all
even
three
close.
Of
well, the NFC was so much better. I mean, the Bills lost four straight, yeah. and you know what? That's a huge accomplishment, even getting there four times.
See, to me, it's different with the Bills because they had enough talent to win.
Well, they should have won one or two.
Exactly. You win four straight times, you had enough. See, Elway was the only Hall of Famer possibly on that roster mm-hmm. when he went to three Super Bowls.
Those early ones, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, those early ones.
Well, he had it was the three amigos that were out there that were just as ordinary receivers. He didn't have
backs,
a good running
no
back.
No defense. It's exactly.
Sammy Winder and...
Whereas Buffalo, Andre Reed,
Hall of Famers.
Thurman Thomas, Bruce Smith. Like, you had Hall of Famers and you lost four Super Bowls.
You did. You're right.
So, the context does matter. Like, you know, Jordan getting to six NBA finals and winning all six of them matters. You know, LeBron going to eight straight finals but losing to the Dallas Mavericks or to the Spurs. Like, that stuff matters. That matters.
All right.
So you can't get credit for going through a weak conference when your team is the best team. You should get to the finals.
Right.
You have the best team.
Famous Dougs, Tom from Abington, Douglas MacArthur.
I must have said it in my head. I didn't say it out loud.
Right, but he's been dead for like 50 years.
Yes, but
he's
still, I mean, you're talking about historic, Ben.
But Doug was a popular name.
So George Washington doesn't count if we're doing George's? Come on, man.
I'm going back to Dougie Fresh.
Dougie Fresh makes the list from Rico. Rico tweets in.
The poll is 50-50. 50% of people think Doug Peterson's the most famous Doug in the world now.
Kevin Carroll says, another great poll. Oprah was just topped. Great radio. MacArthur again gets a vote. McBuckets. Dougie Fresh has the second vote. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. I guess the point is, not a lot of Dougs out there. Not a lot of famous Dougs out there. We'll come back.
Famous Doug, that's not like a TV show.
It could have been, right?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.